Before we dive in, two things. First, thank you. Listeners like you are why we do this. Our team works hard on every episode to ensure we bring you the best content possible. Second, it's a gift-giving time of year. People ask us all the time, what's your setup or what's your favorite gear? We put all of our favorites together in our new Generation Leader gift guide. Find recommendations for those hard to buy for people on your list and get them something great this year. Find the gift guide at newgenerationleader.fm/gift and we'll keep this up to date all year round. All right, let's get on with the show.
Instructions from school district administration in 2020. Please be prepared to teach online, in person, both simultaneously on a moving train, while juggling, in a burning building, under the sea, during a wrestling match with a T-Rex, as a hologram, and riding a unicorn. Also, be safe, and we value you. Teachers have increased their expert status as tech support specialists, social-emotional support, public health practitioners, with a new pile of roles and responsibilities, and yet no more hours in a day or a week. Teachers and nurses have found themselves as two occupations under extreme stress during this pandemic. Today on the New Generation Leader, episode 16, we are celebrating teachers and sharing tools for reflection and health as we near the midpoint of the school year and the pandemic rages on. Welcome to the New Generation Leader. We are giving you the tools you need to lead in the digital world. Ready to reach your true potential? Let's get started. Welcome to the New Generation Leader podcast. Talk to teachers and nurses, the more I am observing these challenging situations and roles that they find themselves in every single day. There's so much teachers are confronting that we really can't fix right now. But for each individual teacher we know, for each teacher who is leading our kids, teaching them new things about the world, educating them throughout the school year, what can we do? How can we help serve and support them? One of my friends from college, one of my classmates, launched a new Instagram account called Just a Teacher Official. And in this account, they are looking at thoughts every week on what's going on in the classroom, what is truly needed for teachers. And one of the conversations that they had is, what does a teacher truly need? Every time we think of Teacher Appreciation Week, we think of trays of bagels and treats and gift cards, but those only go so far. How do we truly meet someone in the stressful environment where we are? How do we meet them right there, where they are in the moment, in time? Now, this conversation could go in a very political direction, and that's not where we're going today. In reality, the difference between administrators and teachers is a stark difference. Teachers don't have the ability to change rules and regulations. They are on the front lines each and every day, building relationships, and truly, at their heart, the teachers that I've been around, the teachers that I know, are truly committed to their craft. They want the best for their students. They are investing time, their own resources, in making sure our students are prepared for a bright future. So what can we do to make sure those very same teachers are prepared for their own bright future? So instead of gift cards or treats, which are nice and don't stop doing those things, what are other conversations, other questions you can ask? And this comes to an idea that we bring up many times with our clients, is the difference between unconscious and conscious. How do we move the feelings, the weight, the burden that so many of us are feeling, and teachers especially are feeling, how do we move their awareness of this from the unconscious to the conscious? Well, there are three questions, three tools. And at the very start, just ask a question. How are you? And the challenge with this question is one that, especially here in the South, and in Central Virginia, the Mid-Atlantic, we are truly on a line. But in the Deep South, traditionally, there is a nicety. And it's the same thing in Minnesota. One of my clients mentioned Minnesota nice. There is just this niceness that if you ask somebody, how are you? The expectation is you only want good news because that's the nice thing to do. So how are you? Fine. But what does fine really, truly mean? And so there is a great tool that we have called the Peace Index. And if you go to the show notes at newgenerationleader.com/16, you can get this and the other tools that we'll mention today and download a visual that you can ask and walk through these five things. Ask the teachers who you know, how is your sense of peace? How are the people, the relationships around you? What this might illuminate for teachers is that they are so busy and so overburdened by the tasks that they're not recharging with the relationships that mean the most to them, family, friends, those in the inner circle. If our relationships are off kilter, we're not going to be able to bring our best day in and day out. Second is place. How about that physical environment? For teachers who taught online for much of the last year, year and a half, that is a very different place environment. The physical location of going somewhere, being out and about is different. But the community that we're in, what is the environment around our school? How much are we able to get out and even enjoy the playground and the other recreational opportunities with our classes? All of those play into place. And if our sense of peace about place is off, then that also influences how we approach each and every day. There is something about the place, the geography, the community, where we are, that is something that we are drawn to. Whether you are in an urban district, a suburban district, a rural school district, no matter where you are, the place is important to you. And you've been drawn to the place because of your personal preference, your inclination, maybe your family, how you were born and raised and have experienced life. So that place is so, so important. Now, the third area is closely tied into the job itself, and that is provision. Do you feel like you have what you need to make ends meet, to put food on the table and a roof over your head? Do you feel like you have what you need financially to provide for yourself, your family, your needs, and your wants? Teacher salaries are always at the front of the budget conversations. They're always making headlines because for most of us, teachers aren't making what they truly need to be making, should be making, based on the role they play in society. And so if there's that tension with your role, your occupation, that you don't feel like you're making enough, you don't feel appreciated and valued, then there becomes a tension. And that can put a wedge in, especially in a stressful situation and time like we are in now, that can raise doubt and question. Again, move it from the unconscious to the conscious. What is it about this feeling? Is your sense of peace off about this? I know teachers who are working second jobs. They're creating art in their free time. They are working for DoorDash or delivery service, or they work another part-time retail job on the weekend and the evenings just to make sure the ends can meet. If that is a burden that's on your teacher's shoulders, then that is a significant challenge. That's a significant challenge to them being able to bring 110% to their one core mission each and every day. When they feel like they have to supplement a core mission with some other income, that is a challenge. Now, the fourth area is personal health. Physical health, mental health. How is your sense of peace related to your health? Do you feel like you are able to be active enough? Do you feel like you're eating healthily? When we are in stressful environments, that is sometimes one of the early leading indicators is we start to let our stress influence what we eat. We eat differently, whether it's preparing comfort foods or eating out more often. We're not making the healthy decisions and choices that we want to. And so personal health starts to weigh on us. It weighs on our physical health and our mental health and well-being. It weighs on us when the gym is closed or restricted, or we can't play the sport or activity or do the things that we want to do to get outside, or we don't have the time to do those things. We'll come back to time in just a minute. The last piece point is purpose. Your sense of purpose. Is this what you are called to do? Are you doing what makes you come alive? And if that's it for you, as a teacher, if you are fully committed, ready to give every day to this, then that's a great recognition to reaffirm your sense of purpose, to direct you in your calling, and to make sure that you have an opportunity to give voice to what will make this work better, more efficient, and that will help you bring more clarity. Moving from the unconscious to the conscious, when you bring those ideas to the front of mind and somebody asks you, how are things at school right now? You will have on the front of your mind your passion, your sense of calling, why you're doing what you're doing, and the very solutions that are practical and detailed and could help take your school to the next level. If your sense of peace is out of alignment, the old Hebrew word is shalom. If there isn't shalom in your life where you have a sense of peace and well-being, then everything will seem off. And so this tool, these five questions of looking at where your peace comes from, can help you, again, move from unconscious to conscious, where those factors are that are weighing on you, weighing heavy on you, giving you the weight and the burden that you're carrying with you each and every day, to pinpoint where is this coming from. But to zoom out and take a look at a big picture, one of our newest tools is the Hope Meter. And I love this tool because it's a simple assessment on a scale of 1 to 100. Are you hopeless, defeated, maybe burned out, struggling, stuck, or you're just okay? Or are you excited, ecstatic, optimistic about what's coming? Take a look at this graphic in the show notes, newgenerationleader.com/16, and put this somewhere. Print it out, hand it to people. Ask them, how much hope do you have? How hopeful are you today about your tomorrow? If you can reinvigorate that sense of passion, that sense of purpose in the lives of the teachers and educators around you, if you are a teacher, your coworkers, those you interact with each and every day, if you're not a teacher or your kids have a teacher, ask those people in your life, how hopeful are you today about tomorrow? Sometimes that movement from, again, the unconscious to the conscious helps us rise above the challenge and take a look at the big picture. Now, our one last tool that we'll link to, and I don't want to get super in-depth on this, but it relates to our time. We have, as we talk about, five gears of time. We use the gear shift as a visual to help us understand how we shift from productivity to being present. If you are in task mode, working to teach each and every day, and you're working on tasks after school, you have paperwork and things that you need to take care of outside of the school hours, and you continue to do that, what are you shifting into after school? Are you giving time and space for the personal, the relational, the social in your inner circle? Whether your inner circle is your family, your roommate, your close friends, or you have a broad network of people that you love interacting with and hanging out with. Whatever that network is, are you able to shift from productivity to being present? Because it's in the presence with other people, our inner circle, that we are able to recharge our batteries. And first gear, low and slow, whatever that activity is that helps you recharge personally. That may be to spend time with a few others, playing a sport, or it may even be some yard work or something around your house that you enjoy, genuinely enjoy doing. Doesn't feel like a task, doesn't feel like a chore, but allows you to be who you are, something you're passionate about, and recharge your batteries. If you have that rhythm to be able to shift from the work to the rest and the presence, reconnecting with the people who mean the most to you, that will allow you to have fully recharged batteries when you come back in. And as stressful as each day is, as challenging as the dynamics are that you are facing each and every day, with full batteries and a sense of hope, a renewed sense of purpose, and an understanding of where your peace comes from and what might be off, you will have a renewed sense of vigor and passion to persist, to pursue, to get beyond where we are today and to see the opportunity for tomorrow. The kids that we have in our educational system right now are the hope of the future. They always have been. And sometimes when we are in the midst of a crisis and a season of turmoil and unrest as we are right now, as hard as it seems like it is, this is an opportunity to lean in. This is an opportunity to rediscover peace, to find our hope, and to look at what is coming next. Teachers, we are behind you. We are for you. We want the best in your classroom and in your school. So when we ask, let us know. Give us the honest truth. What can we do to support you, encourage you, equip you, and add to your voice as we seek to raise up a new generation of leaders through our schools? Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the time that you are investing. Thank you for pushing through even when it's hard. And if there is something we can do, please let us know when we ask. We're for you.
For listening to the New Generation Leader Podcast. Subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform. Ready to reach your true potential? Join our network of like-minded leaders in the New Generation Leader Mastermind Group. Find all the tools you need at newgenerationleader.com. Thanks for listening today, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the New Generation Leader Podcast. Thanks again for listening to today's show. Don't forget to check out the New Generation Leader gift guide at newgenerationleader.fm/gift. Thanks to Brian, Jim, Jay, and the team behind the scenes. We'll see you next time on the New Generation Leader Podcast.